Assalamu alaikum to everyone. Ramadan Mubarak once again. I will try to keep things short, inshallah. I'm actually in a bit of trouble with tonight's commentary because these verses are very special to me, but I can't quite explain why. I will try to do my best. I've been talking about this month the theme I've been trying to focus on for myself and trying to highlight for all of us, inshallah, is God's mercy in different facets or different things to think about. And while we very much believe in it, we anticipate it, we should expect it, inshallah, but we don't want to take it for granted. And when I see the way the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pray to him, asking for his mercy, it seems to me that they pray in a very special way. And that's exemplified by the verses that I have chosen tonight. And this is the month of prayer, the month of pleading with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what I notice, and God knows best, is that while the prophets plead with God, they're not pleading their case. When you look at their prayers, there's no argumentation. There's no frustration. There's no sense of entitlement. There's no resentment as to why me. There's no disappointment, and there's no despondency or loss of hope. So we look at Ayyub, alayhi salam, and we know his story. Extreme trial, extreme illness, the loss of his family that went on for years and years. And let's look at how he implores Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is verse 83 from Surah Al-Anbiya. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa ayyuba idh nada rabbahu anni massani ad-durr wa anta arhamur rahimin. And Job, when he called unto his Lord, indeed adversity has touched me, and you are the most merciful of the merciful. So he doesn't go, you know, why me? I'm a prophet, and what did I do to deserve this? And oh, I have sores, and I have boils, and I have lost my wife, and I lost my children. And it's just very from the heart, and all we see here is submission. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have been touched by great affliction, but you are the most merciful of the merciful. And I am relying on that mercy, whatever comes. And we look at Zakaria, alayhi salam, and we see, وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّي لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. So he is praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an heir, for somebody to take over for him, as we know from the beginning of Surah Maryam. And so he is asking and mentions Zakaria when he called to his Lord, my Lord, don't leave me alone with no heir. But then, if that is the case, I accept, I submit, for you are the best of inheritors anyway. So he is pleading with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he is not argumentative, he's not disappointed, he doesn't feel a sense of entitlement that why can't I have a child, everybody else has a child. Just please give me an heir to inherit from me, and if not, you are the best of inheritors and you will inherit all that is in heaven, all that is on earth. And we see that this is a consistent theme. It's not just this juz. If we go back to Surah Hud, when Nuh alayhi salam is praying for his son, and we see that he asks the son to come on the boat, and the son says, no, I'm going to go to a mountain that will shield me. And Nuh replies to him, لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم. There's no protection today, my son, except the mercy of Allah. And the son doesn't listen, and he gets drowned. And Nuh is praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ونادى نوح ربه فقال ربي إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين. He's calling to his Lord, my son is my family. But he doesn't ask anything else. Just says, you know what's in my heart. You know how painful and difficult and sad this is. But your promise is the truth, and you are the most just of the judges. So pleading with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in a very humble, respectful, reverent way, where we expect His mercy, but we don't take it for granted. And we are trying our best to be filled with submission, that your promise is the truth, and your judgment is the judgment. Whatever you judge, I am okay with. I have asked, I have pleaded, but now the matter is in your hands, and whatever you judge, that is what I am satisfied with. And so I wanted to end then with a hadith that again should hopefully help us, inshallah, with the spirit of dua, that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, يستجاب لأحدكم ما لم يعجل يقول قد دعوت ربي فلم يستجب لي. That, well, I will read the hadiths and then go with the translations. And in a narration in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet is reported to have said, لا يزال يستجاب للعبد ما لم يدع بإثم أو قطيعة رحم ما لم يستعجل. قيل يا رسول الله ما الاستعجال؟ قال يقول قد دعوت وقد دعوت فلم أرى يستجيب لي فيستحسر عند ذلك ويدع الدعاء. So what is the translation of these hadiths? The Prophet said, a person's supplications to God will be answered so long as they are not impatient, by saying, I've asked my Lord and He has not responded to me. And according to a narration in Sahih Muslim, the servant will continue to be answered in his prayers, provided that he doesn't pray for something sinful or for the severing of a tie of the womb, so long as he does not become impatient. And it was asked, what is impatience, O Prophet of Allah? And he replied, when the servant says, I prayed and I prayed and I did not see any answer. And so he becomes weary and tired of praying at this point. And then he gives up the dua, stops doing dua, because he has given up on God's mercy, feeling that God will not answer him. And we see that when the prophets pray to Allah, it is with a completely different spirit than this. And finally, the Prophet is reported to have said, this is in the collection of Tirmidhi, that مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مُسْلِمٌ يَدْعُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بِدَعْوَةٍ إِلَّا أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ إِيَّاهَا أَوْ صَرَفَ عَنْهُ مِنَ السُّوءِ مِثْلَهَا مَا لَمْ يَدْعُ بِإِثْمٍ أَوْ قَطِيعَةِ رَحِمٍ فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ إِذَا نُكْثِرْ قَالَ اللَّهُ أَكْثَرُ. And so the translation, there is not on earth a Muslim who prays to God the Exalted with a prayer except that God grants it to him or diverts away from him an equivalent ill, so long as he does not pray for something sinful or the severing of the tie of the womb. So, look at this. We will be answered with what we've asked for, or we will be avoided an equivalent ill that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not in our knowledge. And so when we feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not answered us, let us just take a breath and think that perhaps instead of giving me what I have asked for, He has lifted from me an equivalent or greater ill that would have befallen me. And that's why I don't see in front of me what I asked for. And so when a man heard the Prophet say this, he said, إِذَا نُكْثِرْ. And the Prophet replied with these very beautiful words, اللَّهُ أَكْثَرْ. That should we then be abundant in our prayers? And the Prophet replied, God is the most abundant. Pray as much as you want, because what God has is much more than you could ever pray for or hope for. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month to grant us what we pray for, to avoid us the ills we don't know about, and to give us even more than we ask for from His mercy. InshaAllah, Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.